Say hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at Hamburg All Stars. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy. Please do not forget to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, so you never miss a show. And this network is bringing you some damn good shows covering a whole plethora of wrestling topics, be it new, be it old, be it in the middle. We have got you covered here on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. Great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTB Ends, Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, Monday Night Project, Pure Wrestling Passion, and many other great shows coming to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on the sewer that is Twitter at PTB and Wrestling. And don't forget to follow our sister network, the North South Connection, again available on all good podcast supplies, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Chronoso, Extreme Three Way Dance, and many other shows. Some of them not just audio shows. There are some video only and video slash audio podcasts over on the North South Connection. You can check them out on Twitter at NoSoPod Network. You can find them on YouTube. Just search North South Connection and you will find us on YouTube, youtube.com/@MemphisCast, which allows you to, you can watch some Memphis, you can watch Championship Wrestling from Florida, you can watch Central States from Kansas. There's a whole different range of topics over there on youtube.com/@MemphisCast. We've also got prowrestlingtees.com/MemphisCast and patreon.com/MemphisCast. And while you're out and about online, please visit whenitwascool.com for podcasts and articles and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. And while you're out and about, please visit thehistoryofwwe.com for great historical facts and fiction and everything in between, covering WWF, WWF, WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, ECW, WCW, NWA, you name it. Richard and Graham have got you covered over there. You can look at TV show history, you can look at year history, you can look at house shows, you can look at arena history, title histories, you name it, they've got you covered. This week we're covering the 3rd of June 1978. Last week we covered the 13th of May, 1978, we saw Golden Terror, an Animal, an Iron Greek, and an entertaining six-man tag, as well as all the other usual awesomeness from 1978 WWWF. Before we head down to ringside, let's just see what's happened in this last few weeks. So, on the 20th of May, 1978, there is a show in the Spectrum, Philadelphia. 11,206 are witnessing Johnny Rivera drawing with Jim Ray, Dino Bravo defeating Strong Kobayashi, Peter Maivia wrestling Stan Stasiak to draw, Haystacks Calhoun defeating Butcher Vachon, Superstar Billy Graham defeating Ivan Putski when the match was stopped due to blood, Mil Mascaris defeats Luke Graham, WWF, I think there's too many W's there, champion Bob Backlund defeated George Steele by countout, Spiros Aron defeats SD Jones, and in a bizarre match, the Yukon Lumberjacks defeat Gorilla Monsoon and Larry Zbysko via disqualification. 2 days later, on the 22nd, there is a show in Madison Square Garden. WWF champion Bob Backlund defeats Ken Patera. Superstar Billy Graham battled Gorilla Monsoon to a double countout. The Yukon Lumberjacks defeat Haystack Calhoun and Larry Zbysko. Spiros Aron defeats Peter Maivia. Mil Mascaris defeats Stan Stasiak. Luke Graham defeats Tank Patton. Dominic DiNucci and Dino Bravo defeat Mr. Soyito and Mr. Sato. SD Jones defeats Strong Kobayashi. What else we got? 23rd of May, the Spoiler wins the Florida title from Jack Briscoe in Tampa, Florida. 30th of May, Antonio Inoki defeats Andre the Giant via countout to win the first New Japan Madison Square Garden League tournament. 1st of June, Giant Bubba loses the All Japan PWF World title for the first time since winning it in 1978 when Tor Kamata defeats him in Akita, Japan. There's also a show for New Japan, Budokan Hall, on the 1st of June, drawing 13,000 amongst matches including Baron Mikel Cicluna is in New Japan and he wins, good lord. Alan Kohag defeats Bugsy McGraw, Tatsumi Fujinami and Riki Choshu defeat Tony Garea and Nikolai Volkov. Shiji Sakaguchi wrestles Andre the Giant to a double countout. WWF champion Bob Backlund drew with NWF champion Antonio Inoki. And then finally on the 3rd of June in St. Petersburg, Florida at the Bayfront Arena, Bayfront Center, NWA World Champion Harley Race battled Dory Funk Jr. to a double disqualification. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's head down to ringside to see what the WWF are going to be putting in store for us this week as we cover the 3rd of June 1978 in episode 16 of Hamburg All-Stars. Do please enjoy.
The following wrestling exhibition requires discretionary viewer participation. This week on All-Star Wrestling, the tag team tandem of Haystack Calhoun and Larry Zbysko will join us. Scheduled as well, another great tag team match employing the services of the tag team champion Tino Bravo and Donovan. Hello, everyone. Welcome to All Star Wrestling. My name is Vince McMahon, and of course, everyone here in an air of anticipation, certainly an air of excitement in this capacity crowd, because everyone waiting for the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship match as Bob Backlund will be defending his championship and meeting Fred Blassie's number one man from the Orient, a great wrestler in his own right, in reference to Strong Kobayashi. Kobayashi with the martial arts that Bob Backlund is unquestionably unfamiliar with. But then again, Backlund is certainly eager to step into this squared circle. We shall have that match and many other great matches as well when we return for the opening contest in a moment.
So, we're getting world title match here on All-Star Wrestling. I don't know if that's a first. I don't know how the hell it'd look. But yeah, so definitely a rarity at this time to have a world title match on free television. Freddie Blassie's been wanting it for a long time. And he's getting it, so his man Strong Kobayashi is going up against the world champion. But first, the introductions from one Mr. Joe McHugh.
Our ladies and gentlemen, this is All Star Wrestling, promoted by Phil.com, supervised by the State Athletic Commission, Howard McCall, Commissioner, Francis Walker, Executive Director, and the officials assigned, Chief Deputy Commissioner in charge, Nick Santoro, the doctor in attendance at ringside, Dr. Warren Silverman, the timekeeper at the bell, Mike Mittman, and the referees for this hour of wrestling, Wee Willie Weber and Dick Worley, and my name is Jim McHugh. Now the opening contest, it is scheduled for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. But first, I'd like to introduce the manager, the colorful Grand Wizard of Wrestling right there. And here in the corner to my left, from Phoenix, Arizona, weighing 300 pounds, here is Luke Graham. And in the corner to my right, from Wellington, New Zealand, weighing 225 pounds, introducing Jimmy Ray.
There we have the principals, Jim Ray against Luke Graham. Obviously, Jim Ray giving a lot of size and weight.
So coming from New Zealand, Jim Ray, blue tights, black boots, he looks fucking tiny. Again, against crazy Luke Graham, who's allegedly related to superstar Billy Graham. Allegedly. Anywho, yes, so Luke Graham is wearing black and red squared. He's got black and red squares on his tights, and he's wearing multicoloured boots. He is humongous compared to Jim Ray. Jim Ray's barely, he's shorter than the referee, he's shorter than fucking Wee Willie Weber. Good lord. Good lord. Luke Graham now rams him. Oh, face first at the top turnbuckle. Grand Wizard is with Luke Graham. He's wearing a blue turban. He's gone there. I think he was wearing yellow trousers.
Hammering a moment ago into the ribs.
He's about there. Luke Graham.
Jim Ray, well-conditioned little athlete.
Grabs Jim Ray, grabs him as well, and picks him up with ease because he's tiny. Luke Graham's choking him while he's got him in the body slam position, and then props him up on the top turnbuckle, and oh, big forearm smash again. Oh, double forearm smash there. Choking away now on Jim Ray. Breaks the hold. Gets into the middle of the ring. Jim Ray rolls off the top turnbuckle. Luke Graham now picks Jim Ray up. Oh. Irish whips him into the corner. The ropes are shaking like anyone's business. Snap there by Ray. By Graham, but Jim Ray trying to fire back. Knee to the mush. Luke Graham picks up Jim Ray and drops him foot first over the top rope. Boy, yoing, go the ropes. Jesus Christ. Now we have Luke Graham with a reverse chin lock on Jim Ray. Punches him down. This match is going on far too long. This should have ended. But hey ho, this is 1978 fucking WWF. So, Irish rip now by Luke Graham. Ducks his head. Oh, back. Oh, good lord. Back body drops him and Jim Ray sort of lands on his feet. Oh, forearm smash down. Grabs him by the hair. Grabs him by the neck. A button on the forehead. Oh. Crazy Luke Graham, living up to his name.
Referee questioning the tactics there of Luke Graham.
Oh, point in the nose. Point in the facial extremities of Jim Ray. Crowd are dead. I don't know what taping this is. Is this... Have they seen much, or is this beginning of the taping? Let's have a quick look-see-loo. This is what the history of WWE.com is for. So we go there, and then we go TV shows, and then we go All-Star Wrestling 1978. Luke Graham got the win. I don't know how he did it, because I'm not looking at the screen, but he won, so. So we are watching... June 6th. This is their third taping that they've sat through. So they've sat through Yukon Lumberjacks versus Larry Zbyszko and Peter Maivia. They've sat through Jim Ray a couple of times. They've sat through two Spiros Aaron matches, Stan Stasiak versus Larry Zbyszko to a draw. So they've sat through some pretty fucking shitty stuff.
Jim Ray, and we shall return with the heart punch specialist Stan the Man Stasiak.
So that's why they're probably quiet, because they've sat through quite a bit of wrestling.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the next contest is set for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. Here in the corner to my right, from Akron, Ohio, weighing 255 pounds, here is Jim Oliver, and his opponent in the corner to my left, from Buzzards Creek, Oregon, weighing 287 pounds, here is the former Worldwide Wrestling Federation's heavyweight champion, here he is, Stan the Man Stasiak.
Grand Wizard is back, and he is this time being in charge of Stan Stasiak, former world champion. Blue tights, black boots, going against Jim Oliver. Brown trunks. Are they brown or they could be red? Brown, I think they're brown. Brown trunks, brown boots. Dick Worley's the referee. Bell is rung, both men circling. Jim Oliver looks like just a slightly smaller version of Stan Stasiak. Pushes Stan Stasiak into the corner, following the collar over top, and we get a clean break. Back in the middle of the ringside, headlock now by Stasiak. How much longer is Stasiak here? Let's have a look-see-loo. This is a good thing about these, because there's not really a lot of action happening, so we can look at other things, which is what we want to do. Looking at the tights like cage match from WWE, the history of WWE.com.
Oliver Rose, Stasiak, over against the ropes.
Oliver seems to be quite a decent little wrestler, actually.
Oliver back in the clutches of Stan the Man, and a right hand knocks Jim Oliver down to the canvas.
Oh, God. Hit me, microphone. Come
Oliver
on.
Just breaking into the pro ranks. Quite an outstanding amateur wrestler.
Oh, Stan Stasiak now stomping away on Jim Oliver. So Jim Oliver, has he got a cage match? Probably not.
Oliver knocked on the outside.
Apparently, I think it might be a different one. No. He's from Mallorca, but he was billed. Apparently, he's been wrestling since.
Referee Dick Worley putting the count on Stan the Man.
That can't be. It's him, though. That's his cage match, but I don't know. So Stan Stasiak is here until... He is here in the WWF until...
You'll note that Stan the Man pretty much stays until close to the rope area.
He wrestles for quite a time, actually. So Stan is here... He's
Stan the Man.
Still... Good lord, good lord, good lord. So his last match with the WWF is the 19th of February 1979. He then goes to Japan 4 days later. He's in New Japan, and then he comes back to the States, and then he wrestles a lot in Pacific Northwest. And yeah, he stays there for quite a while. He's there basically till the end of his career in 1984. Yeah, so...
Dick really putting a faster count.
He's stomping the heck out of Jim Oliver here.
Pretty much getting out of hand.
Picks him up, sets him up for the heart punch. Boom! Oh, brilliant, brilliant sell there by Jim Oliver. Absolute beautiful sell. Three count. That was a great sell there by Jim Oliver. The winner of the match, Stan the Man Stasiak.
He may be out. Dick Gurley over to take a look at him. Let's get the official time.
And the time, 2:55. It is the winner, Stan the Man Stasiak.
Stan the Man delivering the heart punch into the chest area of Jim Oliver. And unfortunately, Jim Oliver not moving, although Dick now is moving a bit. The force of that heart punch was such that it absolutely knocked Jim Oliver not only down but out. Let's take another look at it now. Stan the Man delivering something that certainly Jim Oliver never heard of in the amateur ranks, wearing back and right down into the chest. And from there, Jim Oliver caving down all the way to the canvas and, well, all the way out, losing consciousness. We shall return. He'll be all right, I'm quite certain. We shall return, though, ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment. To my right, ladies and gentlemen, the reigning Worldwide Wrestling Federation champion, Bob Backlund. Of course, we use that term reigning because you never really know when the championship will change hands. You and the Worldwide Wrestling Federation officials are just laying it all on the line everywhere, Bob Backlund. Your schedule is such that it would obviously wear down the normal man, the normal champion, if there's such a thing, but you seem to be faring very, very well as a result of defending your championship all over.
Well, you know, I've defended it pretty often since I've won it, and there's been a lot of great wrestlers wrestling against me, and I'm trying to stay in good condition. There's been a lot of support. You know, people supported me wonderfully before I was champion, but now they know that I need it even more important, because when I wrestle somebody, they're all at their peak, they're all at their best, and they all know that they got a great thing that they could win, and it would be an honor for them to win. And I'm out there to wrestle as hard as I can, and it's been rough, but I love every minute of it.
Well, you, of course, are a target, no question of that, for the greatest wrestlers in the world. They all would like to be the Worldwide Wrestling Federation champion. We said before, your schedule is unbelievable. With the scheduling in mind and flying all over the world as you do and what have you, with different time zones and what have you, defending your championship all over, it would seem to me that that in itself could possibly interfere in your training schedule preparing for a match.
Yes, the traveling is very, very tiring. Sometimes you get up and you don't really feel like getting up and training, but I know I have to. I have to push myself just a little bit more when I'm tired. And I just try to get enough sleep and try to keep my energy and try to eat right and sleep right. And the good Lord willing, I'll hope I can do things right.
In your training techniques, you have one of the most varied training techniques, I think, of any Worldwide Wrestling Federation champion to ever hold the belt. You use a combination of things in your training, to say the least, but when you're training for, when you have enough time, that is, to train for one specific opponent, you generally will do a few more of one particular aspect more than another, depending on the capabilities of your opponent, such as a very strong opponent. You would train differently than one who would, say, be about your size with a lot more quickness and agility, would you not?
Yes, you know, every wrestler's a little bit different. Every time you step in the ring, it's a little bit different. Every wrestler's got a hold that they like. Every wrestler, maybe one wrestler's stronger, maybe one wrestler wrestles more than the other. You have to approach them different. But I try to study my opponents. I watch films, and if I know I'm going to be wrestling somebody ahead of time, I'll watch him every time that I'm in the arena where he's in the arena. And I know pretty much what he can do and what he can't do, and I'm sure he knows what I can do and what I can't do. It's a lot of science involved, even like a scouting report, even a football. And I study him, and I hope I can know my man well enough and better than he does, and he knows me when I wrestle him.
There was a lot of controversy surrounding your recent choosing a manager in Arnold Skoll, and it made a lot of other managers unhappy, but let's get down to the crux of the situation as far as your choosing of the manager concerned. Are you happy with Arnold Skoll now as your manager?
Well, I'm very, very happy with him. You know, I can be traveling all over the world, and I know he's someplace taking care of the business end of it, and I can go to the gym every day, and he's in the office answering the phone calls and everything and taking care of it in the way that I know it can.
Obviously doing a lot of scouting reports, as you mentioned earlier.
Yes, yes, he's been looking at guys that I'm going to be wrestling in the future. And, you know, I can be in the ring, and when he's behind me, I know there's not going to be nobody jumping me from behind.
Strong Kobayashi, your opponent that you will face in this ring in just a few moments, a man from the Orient, Fred Blassie's number one man from the Orient. Strong Kobayashi, a couple of years ago when he toured the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, tore just about all the competition up. And this is what Fred Blassie has been waiting for a long, long time. And I would think that Kobayashi would present some rather unusual problems to you, considering his martial art capabilities.
Yes, he's very good at the martial arts. He's got a very, very good record. He's wrestled all over the world, and he hasn't lost very many matches, and he's a top contender. And right now, I have to think of this match. I have matches in the future, but you have to take them one at a time. Mm-hmm. You start thinking about tomorrow, and you're going to get beat today. Right now, I've got Mr. Kobayashi on my mind, and retaining the Worldwide Wrestling Federation belt and keeping it around my waist. There's a lot of beautiful people out there. I love each one of you, and we are together. We are a unit, and we're going to win together.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. The best of luck to Bob Backer, defending the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Championship in this ring in a few moments, and we shall return.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next contest, a tag team match. It is scheduled for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. Here in the corner to my left, from Canada, weighing 295 pounds, here is Frank the Moose Monroe. And his partner from East Providence, Rhode Island, weighing 243 pounds, it is Silvano Souza. And in the corner to my right, from Morgan's Corner, Arkansas, weighing 601 pounds, it is
bullshit.
Boy, Haystack Calhoun. And his partner from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, weighing 240 pounds, Larry Zbysko.
Larry Zbysko and Haystacks Calhoun, a tag team combination that has enjoyed a great deal of success thus far in the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. Here we go with the action.
So we've got tag team action. Moose Monroe and Silvano Souza going to be against Larry Zbysko and Haystacks Calhoun. Zbysko starting for his team. Black trunks, black boots. Going to be against Moose Monroe. Black and red tights, black boots. We saw these gentlemen as part of the six-man tag last time. It was... who was it? It was Haystacks Calhoun, Zbysko and Peter Maveo against Moose Monroe, Strong Kobayashi and Butcher Vachon. So before this match, we had the long and very, oh my God, charismatic interview from Bob Backlund. Imagine going from superstar Billy Graham as the world champion to Bob Backlund. Like, superstar Billy Graham's like, brother, 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 and all this, like, I am the man, and all this kind of shit. And then you get Bob Backlund going, yeah, I like to train, I like to fight people, if I can be bothered, I wake up, I don't know why I'm talking like this, but I am Bob Backlund. Anyway, it's just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, like, going from, like, having your Ric Flair to fucking, I don't know, fucking Mike Rotunda as world champion or something. Just like, what the fuck? Moose Monroe over there with Haystack. Oh. Moose Monroe and Haystack's having a clobbering match. That's 601 bullshit. Pound Haystack's Calhoun. This is just men standing around holding each other. Just bullshit.
Haystack's helping Larry out, and looks like they're going to slingshot Moose Monroe. Down into the abdominals.
So, Moose Monroe, after that, whatever happened there, circling down the middle of the ring with Larry Zbyszko, calling him a top. Moose Monroe pushes. Oh! Zbyszko went at the ropes and smashes in front and back with the forearms. Moose Monroe trying to overpower Zbyszko, but Zbyszko ducks and Moose Monroe goes over the top rope. And sits, lands on the wooden ring steps bottom first. Moose Monroe comes back in, tags into Silvano Souza. Light blue singlet, dark blue boots. Circling with Zbyszko, calling over tight. Side headlock by Souza. Souza pushes Zbyszko into the corner. Full-on dragon twist. Whips him wire strips now, but Zbyszko and arm drags him out of the corner. And again. Souza scurrying to the outside. The wooden floor, the parkade, wood, is it parkade? I don't know, wooden floor here of the field house at Hamburg. No mats, no nothing extravagant here. This is proper old school wrestling. Souza back in the ring. Jocelyn, no. Arm drag takedown by Zbyszko. Into an arm bar.
Moose Monroe. I believe he's in the ring. The referee was going
Zbyszko still
way
with the arm bar. Still with the arm bar. Still with the arm bar. Silvano Souza rakes the face to escape the hold. Oh, clobbering shot now by Souza. Punishing the future living legend into the corner and down to the mat.
One thing about Zbyszko, notwithstanding his ability.
Notwithstanding, he just said notwithstanding.
To dish the punishment out, Larry has certainly proven through the months and the years that he's a rugged competitor. He can take a lot of punishment as well.
Zbyszko trying to get the tag, but Souza stops him. Souza now choking away. Clobbering him with some more shots. It's clobbering time, baby. It's clobbering time. Souza trying to pick up Zbyszko, but Zabisco's blocking it. Zabisco's blocking it. Knee to the gut. Zbyszko picks up Souza with ease and slams him down. Oh, right in the face with the boots. The boots. They go for a crucifix pin. One, two, three. Haystack's Calhoun did not get in the match. But the winners, Larry Zbyszko and Haystack's Calhoun.
Victorious tag team combination. And it was Larry Zbyszko all the way for his tag team combination. Many, many times this combination will use a big splash to polish off an opponent, as only Haystack's Calhoun can use it. Let's get the official time, if we may.
And here is the time, 4 minutes and 39 seconds. The winners, Haystack Calhoun and Larry Zbyszko.
Haystack Calhoun, the country boy, along with Larry Zbyszko, victorious. We shall return with the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship match with Bob Backlund against Strong Kobayashi.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next contest is for the title. It is for the Worldwide Wrestling Federation's Heavyweight Championship, and it is scheduled for one fall to a finish. But before introducing the principals, allow me to introduce the managers. First, here is Freddie Blassie. And here in the corner to my right is the golden boy, Arnold Skolan. And Now, ladies and gentlemen, the principals for this bout, the challenger in the corner to my left, from Tokyo, Japan, weighing 272 pounds, it is Strong Kobayashi. And in the corner to my right, from Princeton, Minnesota, weighing 234 pounds, the World Wide Wrestling Federation's heavyweight champion, Bob Backlund.
Bob Backlund.
So here, world's title match. I believe this is the first time we've seen Backlund since he won the title back in February. This is the first time we've seen him on television, I think. Definitely in the ring. Pretty sure this is the first time we've seen him since he won the title. He's managed by Golden Boy Arnold Skoland. Arnold Skoland takes the belt away. And we are underway. The bell has rung. Strong Kobayashi managed by classy Freddie Blassie. Strong Kobayashi wearing red and yellow three quarters, no boots. Bob Backlund, black tights, black boots. Outfit like that will never make a dime. So, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next Tuesday, the 14th, we've got a brand new podcast coming to you from the studios of the Old Bakery, as we're going to be covering In Your House. We're going to be covering the 1995 to 1999 edition of In Your House. It's going to be each and every Tuesday, so it's only on for 27 weeks, so half the year basically. That will probably see this year out. Just a little project I thought I wanted to bring to the table, if you will. Be fun little watch, I guess. Some of those In Your House events are quite, you know, pretty decent. Some of the matches are pretty shit, but some of them are pretty good. They're only 2 hours long. And yeah, so it's going to be just a bit of fun, I think. Like I said, they're going to be start coming out next Tuesday, the 14th. Again, here on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you do, and you'll never miss an episode. There's some matches underway. A little bit of wrestling here. Obviously, you're going to see some of this amateur style stuff with Bob Backlund. Kobayashi gets to the ropes. Arnold Skoland sat at ringside with where Jim McEwen that is sitting. Classy Freddie Blassie obviously walking around ring. He's wearing a lovely lavender ensemble today, is Mr. Blassie. Go behind by Kobayashi. Backlund trying to break the fingers. They are locked here by Kobayashi. Backlund sits down. Now, nope, trying to circle his way around. Backlund does as eventually escape. Watch the annoyance of Strong Kobayashi. So the pleasure of the crowd. Obviously, Bob Backlund, he may not be the most charismatic, but he's very much the most one of the most popular WWF stars at this time. Kobayashi complaining of
perhaps an orally substance on Bob Backlund. Kobayashi does an awful lot of complaining on occasion.
Backlund over top. Backlund with a rear chin lock, or front face lock, sorry, front face lock applied by Backlund. Still applied. Kobayashi trying to pick Backlund up, but Backlund hooks the leg. Backlund still with the front face lock on. Oh! Cinching in, Kobayashi complaining of a choke. Dick Worley's there, sees no choke. And apparently it is not a choke hold. No choke detected.
Backlund complaining to referee that it was not a choke hold.
Backlund getting very animated here. Dick Worley, one of the upstanding officials here in the WWF at the time. Oh, arm drag takedown there by Kobayashi, but head scissors reversed by Backlund. Backlund's back up, shakes the booty. Another the head by Kobayashi. Both men back in the middle of the ring. Corner elbow, go behind, no arm bar. by Backlund. Takedown by Kobayashi. Kobayashi's move for move here with Backlund, really. Nice equal match so far. Hook and hands. Greco-Roman knuckle lock coming up, maybe. Test of strength. Both been very similar builds, very similar heights. Obviously, Backlund will have the amateur experience. Kobayashi may have it as well. You're obviously not going to be able to find that out, but crowd making a bit of noise now.
Test of strength, Kobayashi kicking to the abdominals there, and Backlund went down to the canvas. Backlund,
okay, crowd starting to get behind him. Kobayashi now on top of Backlund. But Backlund's. Shut up, Vin. Notwithstanding. Oh! Backlund gets out and hammerlock takedown. No armbar now by Backlund. Kobayashi complaining the trunk's being pulled.
Kobayashi complaining of pulling the tights, I believe.
Yeah, right, I said that, Vince. Shut your mouth. Kobayashi back up to his arm still with the armbar though.
Oh. Both wrestlers on their feet.
Backlund cinching in a bit. Kobayashi with a handful of hair. Whips Backlund. Oh, shoulder tackle down goes Kobayashi. Arm drag takedown by Backlund, didn't we? Top wrist lock. Kobayashi still complaining of hair being pulled. Backlund in control of the wrist. Kobayashi kips up.
Kobayashi trying to reverse things a bit if he possibly can. Back to his feet now.
Wrist lock by Backlund. Excuse me. Oh, Backlund tightening up on that wrist. Kobayashi now grabs the hair of Backlund. Whips him at the ropes, dropped down by Kobayashi, over the top by goes Backlund, shoulder tackle, Mo, Kobayashi moves but doesn't go down. Both men back in the middle of the ring. Going over top, so I did look, go behind into a hammerlock by Backlund. Kobayashi reaching for the ropes, don't think he'll get them, but he does, he gets the ropes, but referee makes him break the hold, and he does. Some words of advice from Freddie Blassie. Shut up, Vince. Stop saying what I'm saying. He's copying me. I don't like it.
Again, Kobayashi complaining to referee Dick Worley. There's that kick of strong Kobayashi. A tremendous skill that he has acquired apparently by using the martial arts. Again, Backlund down to the canvas.
Backlund rammed headfirst into the canvas there by Kobayashi. Pummeling Backlund now with some kicks and some kung fu chops. Stomping away on the back of the head of Backlund. Kobayashi's got him by the hair. Rams him headfirst into the top turnbuckle. And again. Kobayashi picks him up. Oh! Chop. Kobayashi picks up Backlund. Holds him. Backbreaker! One, two. First pinfall attempt of the match. And Backlund powers out of that pinfall attempt. Oh! Oh! Chops now by Kobayashi. Backlund down on his knees, but he's trying to fire himself back up here. Regular fresh by Kobayashi. Oh, knife edge chop to the top of the head. Swinging neck breaker, no. Oh, beautiful neck breaker there. One, two, kick out again. Power kick out again by Backlund. Arnold Skolan just sat at ringside, motionless. Doing nothing. Kobayashi pummeling away again. With knife edge chops to the head. Oh, blocked by Backlund. Oh, Backlund with a shot to the throat. Blocked by Backlund, shot to the throat. Well, I think it's sort of right hands to the chin, I think. Crowd getting behind Backlund here. Backlund's back up to his feet.
And the fans, the capacity crowd here, they like what's happening now. It's strong. Kobayashi whips to the buckle.
Never heard the crowd so animated. Full-on dragon twist by Backlund. And again, middle of the ring. And again. Twisting that arm with Kobayashi. Backlund measuring him. Oh, knee to the arm. He's now got him. Oh, pulls the arm down, stretching that arm. Row, row, row your boat. Is Backlund with that right arm of Kobayashi. Kobayashi's shoulders are down. Dick Worley is counting when he needs to.
In control of thing.
Two. Oh, kick out again by Kobayashi. The regular people are at the front row. One of them smoking. Imagine that now, smoking indoors. You can't now, can you? It's vaping and everything now, isn't it? I don't think, well, some places aren't too keen on you vaping indoors either, so. Backlund still rowing that arm off. Kobe, she's trying to roll out of this. He's touching the rope, so the rope will have to be, the hold will have to be broken. Backlund's still got hold of the arm, though. Kicks the leg away from the rope and grabs the arm. And nope, Kobayashi's got hold of, got his toe over the. Nope, Backlund pulls him out again and yanking the arm. But Dick Willie makes him break the hold. Kobayashi gets to the corner.
Strong Kobayashi back to his feet. In his tights, I believe.
Kobayashi's in the corner, so the hold would have to be broken.
Clean break, Backlund backing up to the middle of the ring.
Clean break.
Waiting for strong Kobayashi to return.
Kobayashi's trying to get some feeling back in that arm. Keeps trying to go into his tights for some reason. I'd imagine a foreign weapon of some sort. Backlund foreign object, I should say. Kobayashi, oh, with a kick under the chin. Kobayashi, oh, knee across the chest. And again. Goes for the cover. One, two, kick out. Kobayashi picks up Backlund. Front face lock. Backlund down to his knees.
Fans here, capacity crowd, enjoying this Worldwide Wrestling Federation Championship match. However, Bob Backlund, I don't believe, is enjoying it at the moment. Karate thrust again.
Kobayashi picks it, Backlund. Oh, again, karate thrust to the throat. Chop to the chest. Oh, and again, Backlund against the ropes. Oh, strong Kobayashi pummeling the champion here. But Backlund's in jeopardy of losing that world title. Only after having it for 3 months. Irish whip by Kobayashi. Oh, big knife edge. Chopped down goes Backlund. Goes for the cover. One, two. Kick out by Backlund. Kobayashi complaining of a slow count. Something you won't see from Dick Worley. Oh, a couple of more thrusts to the throat. And again. Kobayashi pummeling away there on the champion. But Bob Backlund's. Nope, he's trying to fight back, is he? He's out on his feet by the looks of it. It's Bob. Oh, thrust to the throat again. Irish whip by Kobayashi. Backlund ducks. Backlund grabs him and holds him up. Backlund's making him think about it. And rings him around the ring. Good lord, Backlund's holding him up for such a long time. Atomic drop. One, two, three. Bob Backlund wins. Retains the WWF champion with a beautiful atomic drop. Crowd are going bananas.
Tremendous ovation for Bob Backlund, who has successfully defended his Worldwide Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship. Let's get the official time.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the time. 12 minutes and 56 seconds. And the winner and still Worldwide Wrestling Federation's heavyweight champion, Bob Backlund.
Bob Backlund holding high aloft the Worldwide Wrestling Federation heavyweight championship belt, victorious over strong Kobayashi. and we shall return in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next contest is a non-title tag team match. It is scheduled for one fall or two curfew. Here in the corner to my left, from Kansas City, weighing 280 pounds, here is Tank Patton. And his partner from Canada, weighing 301 pounds, introducing Butcher Paul Vachon. And in the corner to my right, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation's tag team champions from Montreal, Canada, weighing 240 pounds, Dino Bravo. And his partner from Venice, Italy, weighing 256 pounds, Dominic DeNucci.
So we've got non-title tag team match, Tank Patton and Butcher Vachon going against the tag team champions, Dominic DeNucci and Dino Bravo. Tank Patton's down for his team, black tights, red boots, going against Dominic DeNucci, red trunks, black boots, gone over type. Patton pushes Dominic into the ropes. Clean break. Nope. Oh. Tank Patton complaining of a open hand. I don't know why he's complaining of an open hand, but gone over top. Side headlock by Patton. Patton with a height advantage over Dominic. DeNucci, maybe a slight weight advantage as well. Dominic tries to hammerlock his way out of it, but Butcher Vachon is now tagged in. Black tights. Sorry, black singlet, black boots. Butcher Vachon grabs Dominic DeNucci in a trapezius hold. Just what we need, 30 seconds into the match.
Butcher, in control at the moment.
Dominic DeNucci, sort of crouched. Punched to the gut. Picks up the big Butcher and slams him down. Goes for the cover. One, two. Butcher's no small boy, and he got picked up with ease there by Dominic. Butcher now holding his back. Center of the ring. Oh, punch to the gut of DeNucci. And again, good lord. Oh, what a chop there by the Butcher. Oh, again. Dominic DeNucci now nailed on his knees. Punch to the gut. Big right hand. Drops the Butcher. Butcher now tags in Tank Patton. Tank Patton now in. Corner by top. Side headlock. Oh, punch to the chin of Dominic DeNucci. Elbow at the back by Tank. Picks up Dominic. Front face lock. Wee Willy Wibber in there checking for a choke. Wants the hold broken. Oh, elbow at the back of the head by Tank. Tag into Dino Bravo. Red trunks, red boots comes in like a has a fire, baby. This is Brownhead. The original Brownhead version of Dino Bravo. Excuse me, side headlock by Patton. Dino Bravo pushes him off. Oh! Shoulder tackle by Patton. Down goes Bravo. Off the ropes comes Patton. Over the top, leapfrog by Dino. Catches Tank Patton with a big back body drop. Drag takedown into an arm bar. Butcher Vachon coming in, but the referee saw him and sent him packing. Armbar still by Dino Bravo. Montreal, Quebec. Full-on dragon twist by Dino. Tank Patton manages to get the tag to Butcher Vachon. Both mid-circle, calling over top. Nope, side headlock by Dino.
Side headlock now applied by Dino Bravo.
Pushes in the not quite in the ropes. Shove off by the Butcher. Drop down by the Butcher. Over the top goes Dino. Oh, Dino Bravo just goes to smash Tank Patton and then smashes Butcher. One. Foot on the ropes, foot on the ropes, foot on the ropes. The league. Both men back up. Circling. Kick by Butcher. Punch by Butcher. Right at the back. Oh, and again. And again. Tagging the tank pattern. Butcher for Sean. He's a clobbering machine here. Big right hand by Tank Patton. And again. And again. Irish whip by Tank. No, reverse by Dino. Drop down by Dino. Over the top comes Tank Patton. Beautiful drop kick by Dino. Bravo. Goes for the cover. One, two, three. Winners of the match, Dominic DiNucci and Dino Bravo.
Dino Bravo and Dominic DiNucci again proving their superiority. This time proving that they can handle two big, rugged individuals in Butcher Paul Vachon and Tank Patton. Let's get the official time, and after that, ladies and gentlemen, we have just been given the feature confrontation that will appear here next week on All-Star Wrestling, and it is a great one. We'll give you that in just a moment.
It is time, 3 minutes and 58 seconds, and the winners, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation's Tag Team Champions, Dino Bravo and Dominic DiNucci.
Bravo and DiNucci again chalk up another great victory. Let's go back in time and take a little closer look at the finishing touches that Dino Bravo put on rugged Tank Patton. Patton now to the rope, stepping over and back from the other side there, and this man Bravo can really get up there and knock you flat on your can. Yes, sir. Over for the count. Dino Bravo and Dominic DiNucci on to victory. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we saw in this squared circle a few moments ago from Canada, Butcher Paul Vachon. Mr. Vachon will meet individual competition. That's where Mr. Vachon shines. He has problems in tag team competition, but individually, he's a great competitor. Butcher Paul Vachon will meet yet another great competitor here next week on All-Star Wrestling in the presence of the individual known and returning to this ring as the Polish Power. It's Ivan Putski against brother Big Paul Butcher Vachon, the grace of this square circle here this week.
So according to the history of WWE.com, that match does not happen. Ivan Putski instead faces Moose Monroe. So we went next week, there's no footage, so we're not back until the 17th of June. So next week's results are SD Jones defeating George Steele via disqualification. Tony Guerrero defeats Frank Rodriguez. Dominic DiNucci and Dino Bravo defeats Stan Stasiak and Silvano Souza. Spiros Aron defeats Pete Austin. Ivan Putski defeats Moose Monroe. And then the following week, we've got Spiros Aron. Great. But not for much longer, I don't think. So that's good. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much again for your continued support. We've just watched the 3rd of June 1978 edition of All Star Wrestling here on Hamburg All Stars. Here, as always, on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. So don't forget, you can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. Don't forget to subscribe. There's all those great shows that we've got, such as, like we said at the beginning, Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, Monday Night Project, and coming next Tuesday, not tomorrow, next week, Jake, next week, next Tuesday, we'll be In Your House. Not entirely sure what the name of it's going to be. I don't want to call it, like, In Your House. I want to call it something like, sort of mix up the name of Place to Be with In Your House. So, like, I don't know, Place to House in Your Place, something like that. I don't know yet, but it's going to be here next Tuesday. We're going to be covering the In Your Houses from May of 95 to February of 99. They're going to be on a weekly basis, and there's only 27 episodes, so it shouldn't be too bad. Like I said, there's some pretty decent, some of those In Your Houses are pretty decent. Like, you get to, like, In Your House, you know, the legendary Canadian Stampede. You've got Final Four in February of 97. You've got Shawn Michaels versus Mankind, September of 96. The first few In Your Houses are a bit sort of blah, but you get into, like, the 96 ones, they're not too bad. So that'll be hopefully interesting for everybody to listen to and watch along or whatever you want to do. So thank you very much again for listening. Thank you very much for your continued support. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Hamburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much to the WWWF. And until next time.